Well, the crowded Democratic field of presidential candidates is growing. After much speculation, Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, announced this morning that he's running for president.
This is going to be a positive campaign that seeks to bring out the very best from every single one of us, that seeks to unite a very divided country.
O'Rourke became a national sensation in last year's contentious Senate race against Texas incumbent Republican Ted Cruz. O'Rourke narrowly lost that election. Let's get reaction now from Democratic strategist Jamal Simmons, a host on Hill TV. Hi, Jamal.
Hi, how are you, Jeremy?
Doing well. And what do you think that Beto O'Rourke's entrance into this race does to it? Is this different than so many of the other candidates who have gotten in?
Well, it certainly feels like we're getting to the part of the race where the really big candidates are declaring, and all the, you know, all the big names are in: Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, and now you got Beto O'Rourke, and we're just waiting on Joe Biden. It feels to me that those are really the top seeds for this campaign. This were, you know, it's March Madness, so let's talk a little basketball. But that those are really the top seeds for the campaign. And so, what is exciting about Beto O'Rourke as a candidate is that he seems to be utterly comfortable in his skin. He seems to be willing to address a lot of the issues that are on people's minds without hesitancy. And in an era where social media is very dominant, he's a social media native. He doesn't really have to learn how to use Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. He seems like he comes already equipped with the ability to do that. So, to me, I think that's what makes this an exciting campaign. We'll see why he wants to be president and whether or not he can build the organization to pull it off.
And one of the other things that I noticed is that he recently said to reporters, "I am a capitalist," which is something that maybe some of the other Democratic candidates would be afraid to say right now, because there's such a conversation going on about the economic policy of Democrats going forward.
Yeah, I think those candidates are playing short game ball and not long game. I think, you know, America is a capitalist nation. People come to the United States from all over the world to try to make a better life for themselves and their families and to escape oppression. Even African Americans who were brought here, like my great grandparents, brought here as slaves. 6 million African Americans left the South to go to northern cities for the same reason, to try to build better lives for their families and to escape oppression from the region where they came from. So it's built into the DNA to try to do better economically in this country. I think people who don't speak to that are missing a very key part of the American experience.
Let me ask you about the fact that Beto O'Rourke is a white man. In fact, his actual name is Robert Francis O'Rourke. He goes by Beto. But do you think that that's going to be difficult as a Democrat, because the vote of blacks and Hispanics is going to be so important in this upcoming campaign?
Well, I'll tell you, I was just at a friend's birthday party in Dayton, Ohio, where there are lots of 75 and 80-year-old African-American women, her mom's friends. And they were all excited about Joe Biden. So I think that this is not the 2007 race where I think African-Americans felt some pressure to be with Barack Obama and not with Hillary Clinton. I think in this race, you'll see black voters and black strategists spread across the spectrum, as well as, I think that's probably true also for Latino and Asian Americans. I don't feel that there's a real pressure around choosing a candidate that looks like you or has your ethnic makeup like there has been in the past.
I just want to listen to a little bit of Beto O'Rourke campaigning this morning in Keokuk, Iowa. Here he is.
I am all ears right now. There's no sense in campaigning if you already know every single answer, if you're not willing to listen to those whom you wish to serve. And that's what brought me here, along with hopefully a cup of coffee. So
he's got an optimism about him. I wonder what you think, Jamal Simmons, that President Trump is thinking as he looks not just at Beto, but at the whole Democratic field right now.
I'm sure President Trump is thinking that he can beat any of these people. He's, you know, he seems to be a pretty self-confident guy. So I doubt that he's very nervous. But again, the thing about O'Rourke that is intriguing, and I got to tell you, I have a lot of question marks about O'Rourke, about the things he stands for, and whether or not he can build an organization, and Is he really, you know, someone who hasn't won a statewide campaign? You know, what does that mean when you're running for president? Mm-hmm. There are all these questions. But on the other hand, he also has this, again, he's a native of the same environment that Donald Trump is an expert in, which is how to drive media narratives without buying big TV ads and communicate with people in social media and get them to pay attention to him. Other candidates are spending a lot of time and money to figure that out in a way that I think Congressman O'Rourke doesn't have to.
That is Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist and host at Hill TV. Jamal, thank you.
Thanks for having me.